Are we ready, Carla?
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. This is the February 14th session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly. Wheeler.
Here. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will help everyone feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and also ensure that decorum is maintained. There are two opportunities for public participation. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subjects they wish to address. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, people may sign up for public testimony on the first readings of resolutions and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. And if you're here representing an organization, please identify the organization. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light is going to light up, and when your time is done, the red light will come on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting others' testimony, or interrupting during council deliberations is not allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who's disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If folks want to show your support, please, a simple thumbs up is good. If you don't like something, a simple thumbs down works. With that, let's get on to